Well, hearing none, I'm going to continue on. And as a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will decide what happens on this repeater. If you are further interested in the AMRON emergency protocol, please visit AMRON.com. Wow, this is week 248 of the AMRON net on GMRS in Southern Oregon. I've got a note here that we're many years into it, too, over 4 3/4, as a matter of fact. And I want to let you know that AMRON stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network. It's a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. And I will spell AMRON, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. And lastly, and I consider this almost more important, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the AMRON Channel 3 project off the repeaters. That means not using the repeater. So I do want to encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net with the Channel 3 project. As a reminder, this is only a practice net. So to learn more about AMRON, visit www.amron.com and also be sure to visit our local AMRON webpage at www.soamron.com. That'll give you local information as well as the early check-in form, which is located on the main page. And thanks to Ron, it's working correctly now. If you have any AMRON or radio questions that aren't answered during the net or on the websites, and if you want to sign up for the AMRON Intelligence Report via email, email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. And again, that is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. We really want to remind you, we are family friendly, and we want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, and that does include children. I actually especially like children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. So, okay, going to carry on. The AMRON net word of the week is to help with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages, which is important for all radio operators, especially at all levels and, of course, in time of emergency. This word we use is a Bible verse, and you do not have to repeat it at check-in if you choose not to. And to save time, we're not going to discuss it on the air, but I do appreciate your attention to it. So get ready to write this down. I apologize for my pronunciation here. The net word of the week is Nahum 1:7. And I'll say it again. The net word of the week is Nahum 1:7. And I'm going to spell Nahum 1:7. Okay, time for the jokes. I kind of inserted a couple here just because I've been dying to use these. So, for the dad joke, I replaced my rooster with a duck, so now I wake up at the quack of dawn. I guess I haven't getting much sleep lately because I have another one, and it says, when cows fall asleep, it's time to go to bed because it's pasture bedtime. Okay, more importantly, the mom joke, and this one, it's not just moms, it's wives, too. Nothing is truly lost until mom can't find it. Okay, I've got to continue on. The order of the net is as follows. We're going to have announcements. We'll do the check-ins. We're going to get the online check-in confirmations and any late check-ins and visitors. I'll read the Ameron intelligence brief. We'll go to the Channel 3 project, and then we will close the net. And of course, if there's any discussions or questions, we'll do that. So, carrying on with announcements. Ladies first, please. Karen 359, are you out there this evening?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Go ahead with your announcement, please.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have various topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. Also, please honor the service members and civilians that pay the ultimate price at Pearl Harbor on this day in 1941. That day was another pivotal point in our history that exemplifies that freedom is never free. This is WRJX 359 Karen, back to net control.
Thank you, Karen. I was going to say something about that as well. It's been 84 years since December 7th, 1941. One thing that's near and dear to me, I spent a number of years in the service. I started off as a 19-year-old, and a lot, maybe most of those people were in their 19s and 20s, so definitely know that they heeded the call of their country. They didn't do it for anything other than patriotism, and love with the other guy that served with them as well. Okay, continuing on, how about Craig, 605, are you out there for the Illinois Valley?
Craig's having antenna problems, and he's not able to get in tonight, Ken.
Well, thanks, Ron. Hey, everybody, I don't have all of Craig's announcements about the Illinois Valley, but I do know that you can get information on them from iVARC.net. They have a number of activities that go on. They're very active out there. They definitely deserve to be supported and pretty interesting. I've tried to get out there from where I am, but unfortunately I can't quite reach. So, in any case, just want to thank Craig 605 and all the people on iVARC for everything they do. And carrying on from there, are there any other announcements anybody wants to make? Yeah, Dave, you're coming in really broken now. You were clear before. If you want to try, you can. Just know that you're not getting through very well. Okay, thank you. You know, what I'll do is in the future, I'll make sure I have Craig's notes so that I can comment for him in case he can't get through. Anyway, this is WRUA 709, and my name is Ken. You're listening to the GMRS Ameron Directed Net on the NV725 repeater in Grants Pass, Oregon. So, we're going to go on to check-ins. So, please come back with your full call sign, your name, a basic location, your stat rep, and the word of the week, if you choose. So, this is Ken, WRUA 709. I'm south of Grants Pass in New Hope. My stat rep is green. And the word of the week is, I'm going to try and spell this right, Nahum 1-7.